Thank you. Thank you very much. So you see, we do a little bit of our interpretation of Middle Eastern dance. We hope you're enjoying it. We're from the Gainesville, Tampa, St. Petersburg area. We kind of spread ourselves out. And the next one is called King's Coast. I'm going to take 1 second and adjust this microphone, if you'll bear with me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to do one more for you. We're going to be back here tomorrow at, I think, 10 minutes to 4. So come back and see us then. And the last one we're going to do is when we got the music from the good group out in California, Susu and the Cairo Cats, and this one's called the Zill Dance.
the Sonobar Dance Ensemble from Gainesville. St. Pete, Tampa, and points in between. Sonobar, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us this year and sharing the culture of the Mideast. Fantastic. Thanks a million. All right. Whew. That warm everybody up? Anybody need any cold water after that? And we're glad to see all of you. It's getting warm, but the entertainment's just getting warmed up. It's going to be fantastic for the rest of the day. So get yourself together. And as mentioning earlier, the place spreads out an awful lot. There's a lot of great food and the many food concessions all over the area, from the walk-in entrance in downtown White Springs, right all the way to the Carillion and up by the tower and the food court up there. Court, good food everywhere. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Don't forget the T-shirts that are on sale up at the back porch, the tapes and cassettes and the CDs and things that are on sale at the Friends of Florida Folk Tent. By the way, if you are looking for some additional information about any of the artists you see perform, most of them do have information sheets on display at the Friends of Florida Folk. So if you're interested in getting one of the groups perhaps to perform for you somewhere, or you'd just like to find out more about them, just walk up, browse around. There are some tables that have resources on them. You can pick up a copy and make yourself to home in doing so. And you might even drop a buck while you're up there and buy something, you know, like that tape from last year's Folk Festival, which was fantastic. Again, before I get too far gone, I'm Wayne Sims from over in St. Augustine, and my stint's about up. I've got about 30 more minutes before I leave. I just want to get all of you to join me again in saying thank you to the phenomenal volunteers that make this all possible each year. Over 100 volunteers from all over the Southeast that come in here and travel, spend the weekend. They do the cleaning up. They do the support work. You see these gentlemen running around asking me if I need anything, if they can get this, if the group is here. These are folks who are doing nothing but volunteering their services so that all of us can enjoy the nation's best folk festival, the Florida Folk Festival. Tonight is going to be a very special time because, boy, talk about not being alone. One of literally millions, but a very good friend of mine from St. Augustine, the late Gamble Rogers, is to be inducted into the Florida Folk Hall of Fame tonight, the Florida Artist Hall of Fame. That's at 7 o'clock. At 6:30, the inductions into the Florida Heritage Awards presentations with Secretary of State Sandra Mortham. We hope that all of you will plan to, if you leave in the meantime, come back and be here for that when they get around to it this evening at the proper time. Here they come. You know, I grew up in North Alabama. I came here about 30 years ago. But I grew up in the Tennessee Valley area, and everybody up there knew there was a couple of things you always enjoyed doing. Going to Sand Mountain for sorghum. That's molasses for you city folks. But going to Sand Mountain to get some sorghum and to hear some great bluegrass music up on the mountain. Well, folks, I may be getting too quick here. We didn't have everything set up. So pardon me. We're going to do unplugged music if we don't get plugged in. So let me just back up a second while they're doing that. Mention a couple of other things that I could mention to you. In addition to the Friends of Florida Folk Tent, if you've not had a chance to get one of these souvenir T-shirts with the ethnic and marvelous multicultural flavor we have on it this year, by all means, I hope you will stop at the back porch, which is up in the auditorium area, and buy one of the Florida Folk Festival 1998 T-shirts. This is our 46th year. And also, I want to say a special thank you to the entire staff and crew here at the Stephen Foster Folk Cultural Center. They really work to make this a project that comes down right and to all of the staff on hand who spend a lot of time getting us ready to make this an event for you. Again, let us say a big thank you to the folks at the Stephen Foster Cultural Center for their activities and their efforts. We're so good, we're running ahead of time today. Talk about a shock. That's unheard of. It may turn warm because of that. In addition to, I got a lot of things I can talk about. We've been saluting some other people who've been our special friends and who do so much for us, and they're getting the special salute today. All day you'll hear all the MCs doing it, but I'll take another opportunity to say to our good friends from the firefighters and the paramedics that we'd like to say to you and your families, thank you, thank you, thank you, and welcome to the Florida Folk Festival this year. Okay, as I was saying, as growing up in North Alabama, you go to Sand Mountain, so you get a hold of some sagum and some folk music, bluegrass especially. Well, this group doesn't come from Sand Mountain, the same one that I know about, but they do know about it, and they've dedicated their music and style to that memory of Sand Mountain. They've been together for about 20 years, and they've been performing here at the Florida Folk Festival for many, many, many years. From down in the Tampa area, ladies and gentlemen, would you please get together and join with me in welcoming the new Sand Mountain Wildcats.
Thank you. Well, we try to keep ethnic. We're actually down by the Tampa Bay area in the Tarpon Springs there, and we decided to change the name of the group to the New Sand Mountain Beer Belly Dancers.
We had to change our act.
How did you do that?
One, two, three.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it so, make it low, so a good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor. I'd be more than satisfied just to watch that train and ride. When I reach Atlanta and have no place to go, won't you make me a pallet on your floor? Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it so, make it low, so my good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
So fine, where'd you go when I only had a dime?
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it so, make it low, so a good gal will never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Nobody's got the blues like me.
Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Make it so, make it low, so a good gal will never know.
Make me a pallet on your floor.
Yeah, make it so, make it low, so a good gal will
never know. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may notice our configuration is a little different today. Rob has lost a lot of weight, as you can tell.
Yeah, he's not a round mound of sound. It's Thin Tim.
This is Tim
DeMass.
Tim DeMass.
The legendary bass player.
Yes, he's filling in for Robert Levine, our round mound of sound, who unfortunately has a kidney stone. And filling in for the Reverend Ernie Williams down here on the end is Roger Walton, who plays in the old-time banjo style of Ernie. So we're happy to have him with us.
Outstanding player at that.
In fact, Ernie gave him my first lesson.
Yeah, in fact, Ernie gave him his first lesson.
So he's following in Ernie's banjo tracks.
Oh, and here's one about the rough hazards on the highway. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes my whole world is filled with pain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep swerving in my lane, causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn, I'm shifting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright lights, but you just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. Would never love another, how else could I feel? Now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see. You're all tanked up, but no one's at the wheel. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're on someone off the road. I love that part.
He's got to do something there.
When I do, and if I'm still alive, I won't never see you, 'cause I'm ripping off my rear view, and I'm shifting it on into overdrive. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking, I'm a honking. Shooting you the finger. I keep turning on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're on someone off the road.
Thank you.
Any of you might have been in Tampa at the Texas Music Festival, I think it was over in St. Pete. That's Robert Earl Keen Jr. That's one of his tunes.
Oh, we're going all the way down to a little gospel tune. I'd like to get Stan the Man, the harmonica man, Stan Gever, who was playing to the wee late hours of the night last night. He crawled out of his tent a couple minutes ago.
We have our Coffee Talk Cafe at the top of the hill.
Oh, yes.
Rochelle. And Rochelle's little enterprise here at
our
the
shy,
Festival.
Brazen plug of capitalism.
She'll be happy to give you a bagel.
An iced latte.
Oh, yes, tapai.
A caniche.
Well, if I was a sinner, I'd tell you what I'd do.
Tell us.
I'd quit my sinning and I'd work on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. I'm working on the building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. Oh my Lord, oh my Lord.
Today. Warmish.
A little warmish. Well, we'll go to a nice shady glen.
Yes,
at a beautiful country fair in the town of Roseville. And we'll talk about a time when things were quieter and a little more peaceful. This called the Roseville Fair.
That one doesn't count.
I was warming up my lips. Look out.
Watch out. I want to thank Tim for coming up and playing with us, and Roger Walton, excellent banjo player.
We'll be over at the
old time style. We'll have one featuring Roger on one. We're going to take you on down to Louisville.
Louisville.
Well, I've traveled over this country wide, searching fortune, fame. Up and down two coastlines, I travel everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and back along the line. Back this very day to win her heart and mind. Baby, 4 miles of Louisville will come into mind. 8 more miles of soul road, I'll never more be blue. I know someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. We'll be right back.
sure to be a girl somewhere that you like best of all. Mine lives down in Louisville, she's long and tall. She's not the kind that you will find rambling through this land. Going back this very day to win her heart and hand. Well, 8 more miles of Louisville will come into my view.
8 more miles to shore, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday when I come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles, Louisville, hometown of my heart.
That's right, with that little side is in those bluegrass hills. Which in it flows at Ohio, a place called Louisville.
Hey, 8 more miles of Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles of this old road I'll never more be blue. I knew someday I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville won't come to my heart. Yeah, 8 more miles of Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles of this old road I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, hometown of my heart. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The new Sun Mountain Wildcats. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. All right, while we're getting the next group set up very quickly, let me just remind you again, as I'm about to wrap up my little stint for the last 3 hours here getting this put together. It's been a pleasure. I'm Wayne Sims from over in St. Augustine, and it's been a real pleasure working with all these wonderful folks for the past 3 hours this morning into the early afternoon. And Jerry Bullard's going to be following me, and he'll be your host until 3 o'clock. So y'all enjoy Jerry. Let me just say thank you again to the hundreds of volunteers who make this event a big success. You know, this event started on May 8th back in 1953. Here we are 46 years later. They've moved it to the end of May, Memorial Day weekend, where we have a great big time. First year, there were about 2.5 days of entertainment. 800 people showed up. We got that many people sitting under the tree up here trying to get cool today. But we thank you for making it not only the nation's oldest, but the nation's best folk festival, and hope you'll continue to do so with your great support of this fantastic event. Once again, just a quick reminder, before you leave today, visit the Friends of Florida Folk Tent, where there are CDs, tapes, and information about all the groups which have performed here today. Once again, it's also my pleasure, while we're finishing getting set up, so I can introduce this great group coming up. We've got a real surprise for you and some fantastic entertainment with this next group. Again, because we're gonna do it all day, and I want to be sure to get my last lick in as we welcome the firefighters and the paramedics again today. Thank you very much. And don't forget, if you did not buy your Folk Festival T-shirt, they're up on the back porch by the auditorium. Be sure to get it today. At 6:30 tonight, Secretary of State Sandra Martham will be joining us on this amphitheater stage for the 1998 Florida Folk Heritage Award presentations. These are special awards which are appointed and given to Floridians who've dedicated a lifetime to the folk arts in our wonderful state. Following the presentations, there will be a reception in the auditorium. Everyone's invited to come down to extend their congratulations to this year's recipients. I hope you'll be here at 6:30 with the Secretary this evening as she honors these recipients of the Florida Heritage Awards this year. And, of course, at 7 o'clock, The highlight of this year's activity is the presentation of the Florida Artist Hall of Fame to the late and wonderful Gamble Rogers. And that's another ceremony which will occur right here on stage. Folks, about 1979, group got together and started performing the traditional music of the British Isles and the American folk music scene. They've been very active in this scene throughout the state of Florida and throughout the Southeast, appearing at the Scottish Dance Highland Games in Jacksonville. They've been in the reenacting crew that celebrates the Night Watch activities and the illuminations in St. Augustine. And it's a wonderful group which not only will play but has a fantastic surprise for you, which I'll let them introduce a bit later on. But right now, would you please join me in welcoming to the 1998 Florida Folk Festival, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Into each life some rain must fall. We just wish it were falling up there to cool us down. All set?
No, it's going to be a while.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Are we on now? Ah, there I am. I can hear me now. We'd like to do a medley of a couple jigs and reels for you. Let's just go for it.
Thank you.
please help us welcome the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers?
We are the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers. We're joined today by a couple from the Saltaire Society Country Dancers in Dunedin. So we're sort of ecumenical here today. We're going to demonstrate for you some Scottish country dances. This is a 300-year-old tradition that's alive, and not only alive and well, but growing. And there are Scottish country dancing in virtually every country of the world and all of the states of the Union, and including Hawaii. We're going to demonstrate three. The first is a jig, a quick time dance called Crossing the Minch. The dances you're seeing are those that some 300 years ago were the dances of the country dances, were brought into the ballroom. And they became the social dances of Scotland and still are today and taught in the schools. And this is virtually the only dancing that a lot of Scots do is the Scottish country dancing. There's also a slow time dance. You just saw a jig time dance. There's slow time dances called Strathspeys, and it's a unique dance form to Scotland. There's nothing like it in any other country. So if you could imagine here that we're at the ball, and the next dance we'll show you is a Strathspey. Thank you. Now the last dance is a quick time dance, a reel, the Flowers of Edinburgh. And incidentally, the term Flowers of Edinburgh refer not to flowers, but to the young men of Edinburgh.
Well, tough. Okay. I have no idea how fast it should go. Are we there? Okay.
Have another hand for the Wind That Shakes the Barley and the Sarasota Scottish Country Dancers. While we're getting set back up for our next group here, I'm going to bring Cubby Whitehead out. Cubby's kind of I guess he's been here since the second Florida Folk Festival, and he's got kind of a neat story to tell you how he found the Folk Festival. So while we're setting the piano up, Cubby, if you'll come up here.
I even forget what year. Anyway, I was on my on my way to start an enrollment at Emory University, and driving up 441, I got to White Springs, and there was a huge banner across the road out there on the south entry that said Florida Folk Festival, and so I couldn't resist that, and I drove in and spent the day, and this was the second year that Sarah Gertrude Knott had, who was the one who was directed it the first 2 years, but this was her second year, and lo and behold, I saw on the program Bill Monroe, and the Bluegrass Boys were on the program here. Dick Chase, that some of you who know about folk tales, the Jack Tales and the Grandfather Tales, he was on the program. It was a fantastic thing. So from that time, I learned when the next one was going to be. And from that time on, every year, I managed to get back here. So that's how.
Our next two entertainers, Mae Frances Marshall and Ernestine Johnson, both reside here in White Springs. And Mae Frances has been singing in church since she was 8 years old. Not only is Mae Frances a beautiful person, she has a beautiful voice, and she is inspired by God truly. At this time, I would like to bring Mae Frances Marshall and her accompanist Ernestine Johnson to the stage. You're not ready? Okay. While they're getting set up, Mae Frances, you want to come over and say a few words? Can you come over here? You want to sing from here? Or you want to sing out front? You want to say a few words? What y'all going to sing? Tell them what you're going to sing.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you was going to seduce me.
I already have.
Okay.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I thank the Lord for being here once again in your midst. And along with my instructor and musician, Ms. Ernestine Johnson, I pray that each of you will enjoy the selections that we have for you. We have about four. And these songs are songs that I sing that will grasp the soul and that they will penetrate a spirit-filled message unto your heart. And I thank God that he allowed me one more year to come back. Many of you know me. I am partially deaf, and I have a little device I use on the side to hear with. So afterward, if you'd like to say something to me or talk to me, just come up and lay your hands on my shoulder because I might not hear you. I'm going to do for you today, touch me, Lord Jesus. Let my light shine. Just a closer walk with thee, and I'm a living testimony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another hand for Mae Frances Marshall. Thank you, Mae Frances. Well, don't go anywhere, because our next entertainer is John Johnson and his son Martin Johnson are about to take the stage. John's original compositions combine art forms and create a new dimension in music. He's been performing here for 30 years, and Martin's been performing here for 15 years. Martin's only 15. So he's been here for a while and been performing here since he was just a baby. These two giants from different generations continue to play enthusiastic crowds and to write songs that become instant classics. John and Martin Johnson lead the field in traditional music and continue to influence young musicians and thrill new audiences. We were talking backstage a few minutes ago, and Martin's been in the junior fiddle contest for a couple of 3 years here, and he is a three-time winner of the Florida State Junior Fiddle Contest. So while he's getting set up,